This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's Secretary of State wants answers from the U.S. Justice Department on whether it has shared information about registered voters with Homeland Security officials. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Last spring, the Justice Department asked Colorado and some other states to turn over all records relating to the 2024 federal election. Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold said DOJ later told states it was assessing their compliance with the Help America Vote Act. But in a letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi this week, Griswold and other Democratic state election officials are asking for more information. The letter says Department of Homeland Security officials have said they're using states' information to check voters' citizenship. Nine other states, including Minnesota, Vermont, California, and Arizona, also signed onto the letter. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Grand Junction has settled a use of force lawsuit for $250,000. In January, a man sued alleging that a Grand Junction police officer needlessly tased him. The man was videoed being tased twice while police were searching for another suspect. Settlement documents showed the city paid the sum as part of an agreement to dismiss the lawsuit. And Denver Botanic Gardens has a new CEO. Donna McGinnis currently leads the gardens in Naples, Florida. Her expertise is in museum fundraising and diversifying visitorship. McGinnis says it's important that Denver's gardens welcome everyone.
We're often the place where people come to celebrate. Maybe you come every year with your mother on Mother's Day. We're often a place that you reflect, maybe after a tough diagnosis. And we're a great place to learn and to recreate.
McGinnis spoke with Colorado Matters. She starts in February and succeeds the late Brian Vogt, who died of cancer in March. This is CPR News and KRCC.